proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. In 1951, IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, began publishing a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation, which continues till today. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Recently, one of the issues of the magazine dealt with the important topic of Israel and the kingdoms of this world. Today, I want to share with you part two of one of the articles featured in the magazine concerning messianic prophecy in the book of Psalms. We will look specifically at Psalm chapter 2. May this be a blessing to you. The book of Psalms is loved for its beauty, rhythm, and prose. Yet many readers assume that this book is a random collection of man's words to God. However, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the arranger of Psalms placed each chapter in a specific order. At a glance, one will find the Psalms divided into five chapters, reflecting the Torah. With this in mind, Psalm 1 and 2 serve as a vital introduction to this book. The flow of the book of Psalms begins with expressions of lament that results in praise, specifically chapters 146 to 150. The reason for praise is found in the mysterious figure presented as God's Son. Those that place their trust in Him will be blessed. But now let's ask an important question. Is Psalm chapter 2 messianic? By reading Psalm 1 and 2 together, we see that there is much more to this precious text. Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3, we see that the nations or heathen rage in rebellion against the Lord and His Messiah. Psalm 2 then shifts as we see the response of the Lord and His Son, verses 4 through 9. In verse 4, the Lord sits on His throne responding to those who sit in the seat of the scornful. God has the last laugh. God places His Son on Mount Zion where He will reign over all the kingdoms of the world. This provides a vivid picture of the millennial reign of Jesus the Messiah. As the Lord declares His Son, it is important to see the linking of this Son with the Davidic covenant. The Son will display His authority over the rebellious nations who will suffer the fate of the ungodly. If this psalm were only referring to David, why did his lineage fail? The kings that followed after David faltered and eventually went into captivity. Therefore, the great focus on this psalm is none other than the blessed man who is the divine King of Kings who will rule the nations. As promised to David, his kingdom will have no end, and this gives us great hope for the future. Now we look at the close of Psalm 2, where we'll see a call for repentance before the Lord and His Son. In the light of the reign of the Son, the nations are called to repent and to submit to the Lord. The proper response is to kiss the Son, lest He be angry. This was a customary action to pay homage to a supreme ruler. Another interesting aspect of the psalm is that the Son, mentioned in verse 12, is the translation of an Aramaic word, bar, instead of the Hebrew word, ben. It is suggested that by using the Aramaic word, the general trade language in biblical times, the nations then are called to pay attention to the message of the king. The message of the psalm is clear. Those who submit to the Lord will have nothing to fear, but will find refuge in Him. In contrast, those who rebel against the Lord will perish. Even now, the heathen rage in open rebellion against God. There is a judgment coming that will be sure and swift. God will have the final word. Meanwhile, those who repent will be blessed, while those who rebel will be broken. Such is the scenario of the end times. Revelation chapter 19 mentions that the Antichrist will gather the nations together against the Lord, and the Messiah will break them with a rod of iron, just as Psalm 2 predicted. Psalm 2 gives hope for the future for those who place their trust in the Lord. The wrath of God will surely fall, but His mercy is available to those who turn to Him today. Now I want to thank you for tuning into this program as we have looked at the messianic prophecy concerning Psalm chapter 2. Again, this is from an article in the magazine The Everlasting Nation, published by IBJM. If you'd like to receive a sample copy of this magazine, or you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at our website at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, our radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.